Section 2, Historic Native American Cultures. As you read, look for the tribes that lived in Oklahoma when Europeans first appeared, elements of Native American culture, vocabulary terms, viceroy, barter, totem, shaman, and polygamy. Christopher Columbus came to the New World in 1492 and claimed the land for Spain. Explorers from other countries followed, but for the next 50 years, Spain claimed the vast, unchartered area north of Mexico. In 1540, Antonio de Mendoza, viceroy, governor of Mexico, approved an expedition to find the golden cities rumored to be somewhere to the north. The following year, Francisco Vázquez de Coronado set out with 2,100 nobles, soldiers, and servants, and 7,000 head of livestock in search of treasure. They wandered around the central plains for more than 2 months, trying to find any sign of civilization. They crossed paths with a few Native American tribes. First encounters. Coronado's expedition provided the first recorded contact between the Native Americans and the Spanish. Reports from the first European explorers mention 6 or 7 general groups of Native Americans in this area. Coronado identified the Apache tribe living along the Canadian River region of Texas and western Oklahoma in rancherias, tribal villages, as a gentle people, faithful in their friendships. The explorers noted extensive villages of farming and hunting people who lived in round, grass thatch houses. In the valley of the Red River, near the Wichita Mountains, Coronado found the twin villages of Wichita Indian bands, Talwaya, Wichita, and Isconi. Ancient Wichita legends told that they had come from the north and east, but they claimed the valley as their homeland. Coronado called them truthful and honorable. When Spaniard Juan de Oñate explored western Oklahoma in 1601, he also met the Wichita, calling them fair and open. While the Native Americans were truthful and honorable, they were also frequently at war with at least one other tribe at any given time. Captives or slaves taken in the tribal skirmishes were common to all tribes. The Wichita people were well-known traders and barterers. To barter means to trade one item for another. They traded dried pumpkin, maize, corn, and other crops with hunter tribes such as the Apache. Wichita villagers had agreements with French hunters in the mid-1700s. The French needed horses and hunting partners that the Wichita could provide. The Wichita wanted European goods such as guns and metal tools. During this time, small groups of French people hunted and trapped along the Arkansas River. The French probably lived with and traded with the Wichita in at least 2 locations referred to by archaeologists as the Deer Creek and Bryson Paddock sites near Newkirk. While Coronado made his way north, Hernando de Soto made his way up from Florida and wintered near what is now Fort Smith, Arkansas, near the eastern Oklahoma border. De Soto came into contact with several tribes. The Caddo had villages along the Red River in southwestern Arkansas and northeastern Texas, and were principally farmers. The Quapaw were living near the Arkansas River and were still there when French explorers Louis Joliet and Father Jacques Marquette traveled on the Arkansas River in 1673. De Soto also probably met the Tawakani and the Waco, allied tribes in the area. In 1542, Spanish monks found the Kaw not far from where Coronado had met the Wichita. Originally from the north, the Kaw were a warlike people who lived mainly by hunting buffalo and growing a few small crops. French explorer Bernard de la Harpe mentioned the Kaw in 1719 when he was exploring the area where Haskell is now located. He also noted parties of Osage, Natsu, and Nacogdoches. Coronado had met the Tonkawa in Texas. The Tonkawa were a fierce, nomadic hunting tribe. La Harpe called them one of the roving nations in the upper Red River region. Indian culture. Native Americans were different but similar. They belonged to different tribes and spoke different languages, but they believed in many gods and spirits that affected people on earth. They believed in an afterlife where brave warriors and faithful women were rewarded, and where cowards and thieves were punished. They believed in cleansing themselves inside and out to purify their spirits. Life was sacred to all the Plains tribes. They greeted the day by praying first to the Great Spirit, which had power over all things, and then to Mother Earth, from which all plants and animals received breath. The sun's great power of giving light and warmth to earth was recognized. If they had personal totems, an animal or bird whose spirit guided them, they prayed to them also. Dream visions were believed to come from spirits. The shaman, or wise medicine man, used herbs and prayer to heal the sick. He interpreted dreams and signs. Indian history and beliefs were passed down by spoken word, often by the shaman. Some stories were about powers and spirits possessed by clever animals. Buffalo, coyote, bear, and eagle were spotlighted in many legends of the Plains Indians. Native Americans believed that all things were tied together and part of a whole. People were not more important than animals or plants or earth. They were all partners and equal. Members of the tribe worked for the common good of the group. Parents and older tribal members were shown great respect. Children were rarely punished. Honesty was expected, and lying was not tolerated. The family. Marriages were permitted between related tribes. Polygamy, having more than one wife, was permitted if the husband could afford the added expense. If a husband was lost in battle, the wives shared the extra work. Mothers carried babies in cradle boards, which were strapped to their backs. Children were a blessing. A boy would care for his parents in old age. A girl was a potential source of income, for she could be bartered when she became marriageable. The men were warriors and hunters. Experienced men taught the younger boys the skills of war and hunting and weaponry. They maintained camp government and made sure no one went hungry or cold. Positions of importance included the chief, the shaman, and the camp crier. They told stories to the children, played games, and made new weapons and ceremonial regalia, special dress. The women took care of the shelter. Sometimes this was a fixed shelter of mud, grass, bark, and poles. Other times, when moving, this was a teepee that was usually 14 to 15 feet in diameter, large enough to house an average family. Before horses were used, teepees were much smaller. Women could set up the teepee in as little as 15 minutes and hurriedly take it down in 3 minutes if necessary. Because there were few trees on the plains, both the poles and hides were moved from camp to camp. The top opening of the teepee and the door flap controlled the heat and smoke. Women also kept their families clothed and fed, and they gathered wild roots, berries, and other food. They dried fruits and vegetables, as well as meat, to be eaten during the winter. They made clothes and moccasins from animal skins and sinew. Young girls learned these skills at an early age. Food. Women prepared the food. Meats were eaten raw, roasted over an open fire, boiled in water, or dried. The women ground corn for breads and soups. When prepared with lye from wood ashes, the corn became hominy, which was made into a soup or a drink. They baked pumpkins and squash or dried them for use in stews. Tribes in more wooded areas sometimes killed bear for meat. They ate nuts raw or ground them into meal. Fish were baked in coals or fried, and turtles and terrapins were made into soup. Squirrel, turkey, duck, and birds were often roasted. Wild honey was sometimes stolen from a beehive for a treat, but milkweed blossoms were often used to sweeten foods. Sassafras, sumac, and honey locust were used for tonics and teas. Plants. Native Americans used many wildflowers and plants for natural healing. About 170 different plants used by Native Americans have been recognized as having medicinal value today. Digitalis, a heart medicine, is derived from the foxglove plant. Aspirin was originally made from willow bark, which was boiled as a tea to stop pain. Bee balm and butterfly milkweed were used for bronchial problems, colds, and sore throats. Mint was boiled and drunk to cure nausea. Black-eyed Susan root tea helped heal sores and snake bite. Prickly pear tea eased headaches and eye trouble. Yarrow tea cured colds. Soap root made a good shampoo and prevented dandruff. The black powder-like spores of puffball mushrooms helped stop bleeding. The many cultures and tribes that have called the land we know as Oklahoma home spent much of their time surviving. They found a land that was both bountiful and harsh, and they found ways of dealing with it. It's your turn. Number 1. Name 6 tribes that early European explorers encountered in the Oklahoma area. Number 2. How did American Indian children learn the skills they would need to succeed as adults? Number 3. Name 3 uses of plants by the Native Americans. The following is a summary of Chapter 2. To learn about prehistoric people, we depend on the findings of archaeologists and anthropologists. The first settlers in our country are believed to be Asians who came to North America over a land bridge across what is now the Bering Strait. Early Plains Indians lived in Oklahoma during the proto-historic era. When Europeans arrived, there were only about 6 or 7 tribes living in what is now Oklahoma. The belief systems of Native Americans revolved around the earth, plants and animals, and the spirit world. Men and women of a tribe were responsible for passing along family and tribal traditions to future generations.